before we reflect a little bit on the history and the meaning of our celebration, since we are celebrating 100 years, it is worth inquiring if there's anyone here this afternoon who was here 100 years ago. You are laughing. But it has happened. Because all you have to see is that big is you have been here 100 years ago. No one? 1908? Nobody? Oh, well. The Silver Jubilee of the parish, that would have been in 1933. Anyone here was here in 1933? Over here, the stone, stand and please. You must recognize it. And that's very good. The Golden Jubilee again was in 1958. Everybody who was here in 1958, please stand.
Thank you. Then, in turn, are to show the love Two St. Peter's churches.
but to give a new church to accommodate the growing number of people who were here. And so East of London built this magnificent new church and shrine of St. Rita, which continues forward even today. And then a lot of the ministries of all the organizations. By the way, the school then had expanded so much, one of which you had 660 students in your elementary. So it's concomitant with the 14 cities. So you have quite an explosion of young families here following the Second World War, which was very typical also in California, and very much the way that most of our parishes evolved over those years. But again, there's always the centrality of the Eucharist around which we gather as a community that led all of this forward. Then in 1973-1988, we had Monsignor Barbara Guerra was your pastor, and he continued much of the work, following especially from the Second Vatican Council, and helped bring the lady more and more into roles of leadership through your baptism. And so it was a continued expansion of numbers, but of quality of Christian life. And all of the ministries that you see on those banners today, then those ministries all had their early beginnings there. He was succeeded then by Monsignor Joseph Crocus in 1988, who is here with us today, and he was.
You had the first
our talents appear in this day and age.